Hey, what are your cybersecurity blind spots? Welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and today we have, this is our second session for the cybersecurity series that we're doing. Today we have John Limbacher with us, who is the founder and CEO of Internet Dominators. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
You know, what, it's something I've been seeing in, advertised a lot, and we were talking about this during the pre-show, is VPNs, or they're being advertised. It's like everybody should be using a VPN. Is that really buying as much security as people think, or is it just a good sales pitch?
It's a sales pitch. I mean, a VPN, for those of you that don't know, that's a virtual private network. And if you're concerned with like privacy and you don't want people to know who you are and where you're coming from when you're going to their sites, that's more what it's for. But it doesn't really, I don't really believe it protects you from like viruses coming in, hackers trying to hack your system. There's a lot of email, they call it phishing. They're phishing for your information. And, you know, it's rampant across the internet, and it's not new. This has been going on. I've been working in this space since the mid-90s. And I started a hosting company back then. So we host, you know, hundreds of websites. And I'm constantly fielding calls, like, not on a daily basis, but certainly on a weekly basis, of somebody that got an email and they're freaked out because they think their system's been hacked, because the email says it has. It says, you know, I've hacked your system, and, you know, we know what sites you've been going on, and people freak out. And I just ask them, I go, well, did you really go on those sites? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, there you go. It's a scam. And, you know, email is big. Email is a big way that viruses are passed, and it's got nothing to do with a VPN. You know, like I said, the VPN's great for privacy. If you're trying to get like free cable TV, I had to get a VPN because every time I'd try and stream stuff on Prime, you know, I have Amazon Prime, and I would try and stream movies outside of the Prime system, like I wanted the good stuff. And every time, Prime would like throttle my access down to like just choke it out, because they knew who I was. As soon as I hooked a VPN, they didn't know it was me, and they're like, oh, okay, we better let this flow. So it solves that problem. There's a lot of stuff good about VPNs, but, you know, like you said, their advertisements are a little hypey, and, you know, a lot of false promise.
It's not something that's going to help keep from getting, a WordPress website. WordPress is hugely popular to keep a WordPress site from getting hacked or somebody sending a malicious email to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, email is something that we might want to cover, because that's probably the one that most everyone is so vulnerable to, because we all have email, and we all get these phishing scams. And I'll just tell you, you know, like some of the stuff, if you see a file that's attached, be very suspicious. Even if it's from somebody that you know. And I'll give you an example here. I had a client, I was building his e-commerce site, and he was sending me like 10 emails every hour, and each one of them had like 5 files attached to it, because he was sending me his product information. And I got in the habit of just click, download, because I knew him. I knew what he was sending me. Click, download. And then all of a sudden, about halfway through the day, I'm in this mode of like, I'm just operating on autopilot. And I clicked one, and all of a sudden my computer did something weird, and I'm like, oh shit. And I looked at the file.
Oh, no.
And it was not an image file. And it was an executable file. It ended in exe, and I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And I called him, and he said, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. He said, my computer just got hacked, and it's sending these links out to everybody. And I'm like, oh, great. And it was a bad one. I mean, I had to actually call a security company, and they had to go through my computer, and it was a very aggressive thing, and it was hard to get rid of.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What do we do if something like that happens? What's the solution, or is there a solution?
there are computer IT guys that specialize in fixing that stuff when it gets into your computer. I'm not that guy. I'm I call one of those guys when that kind of thing happens because they know what to do. I mean, I watched as they did it, and it was amazing the depth that they had to go to unroot that thing and get it out of there. It just, it went into all kinds of files. It created all kinds of things that they had to get rid of everything.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Ken Walls who joined us. Ken, thank you for being part of the conversation. Ken Walls is the, is known as the king of live stream.
Oh, cool. All right.
And he's responsible for me getting started using StreamYard and beginning doing a lot of live streaming during the great shutdown. And it's always great to have him along on a conversation. Ken, thank you so much.
Yeah, very cool. So that's, executable emails are a disaster. You don't ever want to click on that stuff. Also, a lot of the Microsoft files, like Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint, there's a lot of ways that hackers can embed executable files into those. So when you open it, it triggers an executable file to be opened as well. So be very, very careful of those type of files. It's just like if somebody sends you something, you might want to call them and ask them before you click it because they might not even know it got sent.
So I'm sorry, I want to grab that thread real quick. That's scary. It's not just watching out for unknown emails. That's a no-brainer, right? You just if it's someone you don't know, if it's something you don't expect, delete or black. I just automatically blacklist. Yeah. And but it is people that you know. You have to watch out for emails from people that you know.
Oh, and here's the thing. Like when I told you that I clicked that thing and it got into my computer, because I knew, the first thing I did was I unplugged the computer from the internet. So the my computer could not access the internet. That's the first thing that you want to do, because if you think about it, this guy that sent it to me, the reason it got sent to me was he clicked on it. It went into his computer. It set up a program that got into his address book and it tried to send the virus to everyone in his address book. So how would I like to send everyone in my address book that virus? I'm like, oh no, unplug, we're offline. We are not going to do that.
Oh my gosh. So here's something from Ken. Thank you, Ken Walls, for this. Yep, that's why I uploaded and opened from Google Docs. That's a nice strategy.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing too is you can load antivirus software on your computer. There's a lot of different brands of it. Avast is the one that I use. It's pretty good. And it typically pre-scans things before they come down, and it will give you, warnings on stuff. And
it'll grab it mid-download and go, are you really want this? Here's what we're seeing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because here's another thing I've seen too on free sites. And I just had this happen this week. I downloaded a YouTube video, or I wanted to download a YouTube video because the video I had was a monster. I couldn't upload it to anything. So what I did, I uploaded it to YouTube. I let YouTube compress it for me, which they do really well. And then I wanted to download it from YouTube. Well, there's sites that will allow you, they have a utility to download YouTube videos. So I went to one of them and it was free and it's really cool. But they had ads on the site and they disguised the ads as click here to download your video. So I clicked it thinking this was the program I was using. And it was not. It was an ad that was popped up above the real download button. And that thing tried to infect my computer. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So be very, very careful when you're clicking on stuff on the internet. Make sure you know what you're clicking on. Make sure you've got antivirus software that will help you, identify that stuff before it's too late. They'll block it. They quarantine it. And they won't allow it into your computer until you say, okay, yeah, it's good. Let it through.
Well, and not all antivirus software is made equal either. Got another comment from Ken. Mm-hmm. He points out, you know, it doesn't always catch the new stuff, which was Verizon's annual research report on cyber threats pointed out. It takes like 281 days on average to get from when it is. And thank you for sharing, Ken. I appreciate that. Ken and I are going back and forth on the comments. See, this is 21st century TV, right? We're live and interactive. But it comes back to catch the newest stuff. You need to make sure you have, you know, an internet security package that's watching out for new threats as well as the catalog of what's already known.
Yeah. Yeah. Another big one too is you'll get an email and it'll look like it's from your bank. You know, like I bank at Chase. So I'll get these Chase emails and it's got the Chase logo. It looks like it's from Chase even. And when you roll over the link, it'll say, click here to log in to check your, you know, your private messages. It'll say you've got a new private alert. And then the button. So when you roll over the button, look in the very lower left-hand corner of your internet window, your reader, your email reader, and it will show you where that link is going to take you prior to you clicking on it. And I bet you it's not chase.com. It's probably something weird. And they disguise the links too. Be careful of this. Look at the entire link. The very end of the domain is going to tell you where it's actually going. Like they'll have, I've seen this, it'll be chase.com.somethingelse.com. And all you see the chase.com, right? And you believe it. Well, the chase.com is just two subdomains prior to their real domain. And it's no. So there's a lot of stuff that's easy to identify. It's easy to look and see if it's trickery.
So that's email. I'm watching the clock. We've got a few more minutes left. Wanted to ask, because you'd mentioned WordPress, and websites in general, because everybody, we all have to have some sort of web presence online. Exactly. We have to have some sort of web presence, the ability to transact business. What are you hearing from entrepreneurs in terms of what are not necessarily the obvious mistakes, but perhaps something that is in hindsight for those of us that don't know about it at first, you know, it's kind of a facepalm and go, oh, how could I have missed that? That really puts their business at risk.
Absolutely. Now, everything so far has been for everybody. Now, this is more for business owners. If you have a website, even if you're not a business owner, if you have a website, chances are it's on WordPress. WordPress is a great platform. It's easy to use. It's readily available. It's free out on open source on the internet. And a lot of people use it. It's probably the widest used website builder on the planet. The problem is it's also the biggest target for hackers because there's so many people and they all are working on the same platform and they all share information. So it doesn't take them long to find any little loophole that they can get in and attack your site. So some of the things, this is really easy to knock out like 80% of it, is when you create a WordPress website, the admin user login is by default admin. So you just told them what your username is. They already have half the information to get into your site. Now they just have to have a password cracker. And most people use cheesy passwords, you know, that are not secure. A secure password has uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and symbols all together. And they don't use like English words in the dictionary, all of that stuff. They don't use sequenced numbers. So the stronger you can make your password, and also change out your username. Do not use admin for the username. That is a very bad idea.
That's a big facepalm right there. Yeah.
You know, and everybody does it. They all use admin.
And there's so many websites. There's 35%. Tim Gillette, thank you for joining us, Tim. It's always good to have Tim with us.
Mutual colleague of 35%.
Yeah, only 35%. That's amazing.
Yeah, but
still, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, if you think about the billions of websites out there, 35%, that's a lot of websites.
Well, and as Ken points out, you know, keeping the plugins and the software up to date is a huge issue.
That's another thing. WordPress it's open source, so everybody is allowed to make plugins for it. Those plugins aren't necessarily secure. You have to be careful what plugins you use. I tell everybody use the least amount of plugins that you can and make sure that the provider of the plugin is an actual real company, not just some, you know, fly by night. Look at the updates. Like he said, updates are important. If you have a plugin and it hasn't had an update since 2008, that's a security risk.
Yeah.
You want companies that are updating their plugins on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And there are security plugins. Like we use, like any of the clients that we host, we automatically change their username by default. We use secure passwords only. We require it. And we put in iTheme Security, which is kind of a security scanner on the site. One of the things it does is it locks out multiple user login attempts. So if somebody's trying different passwords, it will actually block their IP so they can't get in. They can't come in back and try it again. So that's something good to do. And, you know, that's kind of the basics with WordPress. Keep your plugins up to date. Keep your themes up to date. WordPress comes with multiple themes, and I always delete the themes out. If there's anything at all that I'm not using, I remove it. Because what you're doing, you're just removing holes. Anybody that can get in a wormhole, and the damage that they can do once they get in, it is crazy. It's crazy what they can do once they get in. And then if they do get in, you really have to root them out to make sure they don't get in again, because they leave these back doors. They leave backdoor entries that they can come back after you think you've plugged the holes.
Yes, so, and even the professionals have big challenges with that. You know, Ken's pointing out, kept everything up to date, had a great plugin. Someone found something they could exploit. 200 websites hacked in one night. Holy cow. Yeah.
Well, we had one just about a month ago that it was something new. I've never seen this before. And the website owner, she was telling me that people were getting redirected to a porn site to her site. And I'm like, I have to be able to reproduce this so I can track it down. And I couldn't track it down. And finally, I said, okay, let's get on Zoom. I need to see this. I need to see you do this. What she was doing, she wasn't even going to her website. She was going to Google and typing her website into Google and then clicking on the link from Google. And I'm like, who does that? But I guess a lot of people do that. And that blew my mind. I never even would have thought about that. So when we went back and we started looking at the code line by line in our WordPress site, I found a redirect script that had been injected, and it said when the browser user agent is Google, redirect them to this site. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, on one standpoint, it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And on the other standpoint, it's like, wow, who does this?
You're right.
But, you know, it was one line of code, very simple, very easy to identify. When I saw it, I knew exactly what it was doing. And, you know, but I was able to track down the issue by actually seeing it happen. But until I saw her do it, I had no idea what was going on. She said it wasn't just her. First, I thought it was just her computer was infected. And she said, no, my clients are having this too. And, you know, so it was bizarre.
Yeah, very, very well. And it's just like you're saying, it's brilliant, but it's also so deep in the weeds that it's hard to see. You know, these obscure exploitable loopholes in the software code, and all like of a sudden things are happening. We're looking at it going, my gosh, what's going on here? Why is this occurring?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you this look at your speechless. Website. Yeah, you look at your website, you think it's great, and then you don't realize there's 20% of the public that come to your website in a different way, and they're being affected, and you don't see it.
Mm. Oh, boy, there's a blind spot and a half.
Yeah, it's just really, really, you know, challenging to stay on top of all this stuff. That's mm-hmm. why, you know, you want somebody working with you that understands that kind of stuff and knows what to look for, you know.
And speaking of which, can you tell us some more about it? I'm watching the clock. I know you've got another meeting to go to. and so we need to keep the timing tight with this conversation. I want to ask this for the audience because I see the background. I got an idea of where you're at. Where are you broadcasting from?
Oh, I'm actually on the boat. We're getting ready to go out after those big bluefin tuna that have invaded Southern California.
Going for the big bluefin tuna. I am envious.
Oh, yeah.
So you're actually live streaming from your boat.
From the boat. Yep. I'm on a 55-foot Hatteras right now.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
So we need to arrange a fishing trip to talk more about, more about the internet. Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. It doesn't take much to sign up for a fishing trip for me.
Like that, get a few people together and go out for some big game and talk business, talk shop.
Absolutely. It's like, this is going to be an incredible season too. They outlawed the net wrapping boats, the ones they call purse seiners, the first time, I think, in my lifetime. So all these fish are up here and nobody's wrapping them commercially. So for the sport fisherman like me, that's like a dream come true.
Yeah. Big game's back in Southern California.
Yeah, usually as soon as they get up here, those boats wrap them and they take the majority of the school and they leave us the scraps. Well, we got the whole bird this year.
Woody Blogman. Woody, thanks for joining the conversation. You had a can of tuna last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
bring me back a can of tuna. There you go.
Sounds
like it's going to be more like a big slab of tuna, though, with what you're going after.
Oh, yeah, big shoulder slabs.
Nice. Nice. So all of this, or this whole conversation that we've had is really based on your experience in running Internet Dominators. Can you tell us some more about Internet Dominators? I mean, just the whole online space has become so complicated with compliance issues, building websites, security being a massive thing that we're all focused on right now because there's so many reports of cyber hacks. Yeah, just major disruptions. What's happening with Internet Dominators?
Well, we've been in the business since the mid-90s. And, you know, we started off in the web hosting business and the web development business. And, you know, we built thousands of websites over the years. And I didn't start using WordPress, rather, until just a couple of years ago. WordPress, I thought, was a big vulnerability to search. Because everyone was using it, and I know they had all these SEO plugins, so I kept all my clients away from it for a long time. And once Google got adopted to it and they weren't afraid of it anymore, I was like, okay, we can use this now. And it is a great platform. So we do a lot of WordPress web development. We do a lot of search engine optimization. We've been specializing in that since before it even had a name. When I started doing SEO, we didn't even know what to call it. It didn't even have a name or an acronym yet. And I just went into companies and I said, you have an electronic brochure here. That's what your website is. They didn't even know what it was. And I said,
I remember those days where it's just like, well, how are we going to use this? What's this really have to do with business?
Exactly. And I said, you know, you would never pour money into getting a brochure printed and leave it in a box under your desk. It would not do you very much good. And that's what you're doing right now with your new electronic brochure. It's in a box. I said, the only way that it's going to work for you is if we take it out of the box and we put it in the hands of the right people. I said, I know how to do that. And they're like, really? We want that. And that's advertising. They have budgets for that. So, you know, doing the SEO business with companies was a really easy thing to do back when I got started. And it still is because those companies need new customers. And search is like, it's like the ultimate traffic. It's almost like being in the right place at the right time. Because if you think about it, when your customer's looking for you, that's when you want to show up. And that's what search is. That's what SEO is. It's optimizing you to have Google put you at the top when your ideal prospect searches for you, you know, with different keywords. They're looking for something to solve a problem. And Google is basically endorsing you and saying, here's the one I recommend. So it's like, mm-hmm. talk about word of mouth advertising on steroids. That's the new word of mouth is Google. You don't ask your neighbors anymore where to get stuff, right? Those days are gone. You don't pick up the yellow pages. Those days are gone.
What are yellow pages?
Yeah, exactly. Most people don't even know what that is now. It's like,
really? Next thing you're going to tell me, there used to be boxes with phones stationed all over around the.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's the reality of the world we live in. When you need something, where do you go? You go to Google. And the companies that take advantage and leverage that are making a lot of money. They're doing what they've always done. They're advertising. They're doing, like, I created a program that shows people how ad agencies work for big companies, what they do, how they create a marketing protocol. And the biggest thing about it is they figure out who the audience is, the most profitable target market. They get to know them really well with a lot of analysis. And I call the program ACT. The A is for analysis. That's the first piece of the puzzle. Then once they know that prospect inside and out, they know everything about them. They know their desires, their wishes, their fears, all of that. Then they go into the C part of ACT, which is creation. They create a marketing message that grabs that person's attention. That's the key thing. You've got to grab their attention. And then immediately you go into seducing their heart with the promise of their desired outcome. The next thing is you have to convince the head. So you seduce the heart, convince the head. That's all in the creation process in the ACT program. And then once you have that message dialed in, then you take it to the right people. And that's the traffic. That's the ACT, analysis, creation, traffic. That's how the big boys do it. They're very successful, and they always have been, because they follow that protocol.
So even before we get online, there's all this work that has to be done in order to properly leverage, you know, any marketing media, any type of business, brochure, if you will, especially the internet.
Exactly. Business doesn't just happen. Successful business is highly engineered. Rarely.
Wait a minute. You mean I've got all this into it. I mean, I've got all this other work that I, here I just thought if I went online and started talking, the people would flock to me.
No, you got to know who you're talking to and what they want to hear and bring it to them. In a nutshell, that's what it is. And that's where, you know, that's kind of where the internet dominators, I allow people to actually dominate the space by that understanding. So that's a lot of what's behind the name. You know, a lot of people see our logo and it's the all-seeing eye and they kind of freak out. They're like, oh God, he's Illuminati. And I'm like, well, the all-seeing eye is about seeing the future and taking advantage of it.
Okay. You know? So. I chuckle because I appreciate your, you know, as you're watching this, I've gotten to know John over several years now. We've spent a lot of time together at live events and hanging out, and I appreciate your sense of humor. So the all-seeing eye, I get it from a humor standpoint, but that's also a great way to represent how marketing, how the internet is about being able to see everything that's going on, the opportunities.
Yeah. You see the future and you position yourself to take advantage of it. That's the all-seeing eye. Hey, it's on money. It's good enough for me.
Yes. I like that.
It on money.
So what are you working on next? What's coming up next for you and internet dominators?
Well, the big thing is I'm gearing up for next season to run charters with internet people or business people that want to just kind of, you know, take advantage of the success they've had and go out and enjoy themselves on the water. And, you know, we're going to do little private mastermind groups, maybe with six people only on the boat, go out for a couple of days, do a little masterminding, some brainstorming, and, bloody up the back decks out here
with fish, right? With bringing fish in and in.
With fish.
I've talked to people that catch and release, and I've never understood that. I love fish. You know, I love to catch and eat.
Well, we release anything we're not going to eat.
Well, which, yeah, that makes sense.
Not very much.
But what a great, you know, what a great way to talk business, have a relaxed atmosphere, play.
Yeah.
Woody, love it. Will I get seasick? Well, there's this thing I found called Bonine that a friend of mine recommended to me. Works wonders.
Yeah.
Works wonders with the seasickness.
We actually have big fin stabilizers on the boat. That's like that's like a $70,000 addition to the boat. And it's got these big fins under it and it stabilizes it. I mean, the boat, you can't say the boat doesn't rock because the ocean's going to move the boat. But when it rocks, you know, a normal boat will rock and it'll go back and forth and back and forth. This one, it'll take one lean forward and then it'll stop. The fins stop it dead. And then it'll go the other way and then it'll stop it. So it's like, it's pretty cool.
I love that. I love that. You know, we're out of time. I wish we had another, we could go for another hour easily. I wish we had that time. Perhaps we'll do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the not-too-distant future.
If anybody needs help with the internet, just go to internetdominators.com. Look me up. I'm happy to help.
You know, and consider the upcoming, you know, for next year, start marking your calendar for those fishing business trips.
Absolutely.
I love it. And thank you, Woody Blogman, Ken Walls, and Tim Gillette for joining us. They are awesome entrepreneurs as well. It's an honor to have you as part of the conversation today. And John, thank you so much for making time and squeezing us in between in your busy schedule to talk about internet security, what you're doing with Internet Dominators and the ACT program. That's, let me make sure I heard you correctly now. So ACT is analysis, creation, and traffic, right? Three pieces. Let me make sure I got the right fingers showing there so I'm not offending anybody.
And in that order.
And in that order, the proper order.
If you do them, you do them out of sequence, you're not going to have good results.
But that internetdominators.com, we've got that scrolling on the Chiron below. Reach out to John at internetdominators.com for more information on that and more, you know, more cybersecurity and more general making best use of your internet presence.
Yep. Anything you need.
John, thanks so much for joining us live from your boat. Yeah, I love that. Have an awesome fishing trip today.
All right.
And thank you for being part. Yes, I look forward to that. And as you're watching us, thank you for being part of Wolf's Watch. Appreciate you having in the conversation. If you're watching the replay on this, leave your comments. What are you experiencing? What are you hearing? Hit the like button if you're getting good content. What else would you like us to be talking about? This is live and interactive. You know, just one last comment. Woody, Internet Dominators rules. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, John, and thank you for watching, and we will see you soon on the trail.